Healthcare workers begin 5-day strike at Providence St. Joseph Burbank. Burbank, California, in the latest strike to hit a Southern California hospital in recent weeks, some 700 non-nursing healthcare workers at Providence St. Joseph Medical Center in Burbank began a 5-day, unfair labor practice walkout October 23 over what their union calls bad faith bargaining and other illegal tactics meant to silence workers. Providence St. Joseph Medical Center released a statement Monday regarding the union's disruptive behavior while picketing outside the facilities. "We are extremely disappointed by the union's decision to shout and make excessive noise on the hospital property, a few feet from where our patients are under our care. Providence St. Joseph Medical Center is a place of healing, and we ask that the union respect that. We respect the rights of the union to picket on the sidewalk, but ask that they respect those who are under our care," the statement reads. Workers began picketing at 6 a.m. and planned to continue until 3:30 p.m. Meanwhile, a statement Sunday from Providence, Southern California said the walkout would have no impacts on patient care and comes after our best efforts to engage in meaningful dialogue at the bargaining table, along with the offer of significant wage increases. The union has offered unrealistic counterproposals in response and has chosen to strike instead of continue with good faith negotiations, the hospital statement said. The employees, including lab technicians, phlebotomists, EMTs, patient transporters, EVS workers, and others, are set to hit the picket lines beginning at 6 a.m. Monday and continue their walkout until Friday, according to the SEIU United Healthcare Workers West Union. Providence said Sunday it has contracted with replacement workers to fill in for striking union members. Specific union concerns, according to an SEIU UHW statement, include long-standing issues of understaffing, worker turnover, and patient care concerns. The union, which gave a 10-day notice last week of its intended strike, said it is taking the last resort action after months of bargaining. An SEIU UHW spokeswoman, Maria Leal, said contract talks broke off after the side's last bargaining session on October 13. The union's contract expired on August 5, and the sides began talks in June, Ms. Leal said. "We are being intimidated and threatened for wanting to improve our hospital, while Providence executives bargain in bad faith over solutions to our short-staffing crisis," Christian Ayon, a lead surgical technician at Providence St. Joseph, said in a statement released by the union. "This used to be a premier hospital, but we are struggling to give the quality care our patients deserve as we watch staff leave and positions go unfilled. We fight not just for ourselves, but for our patients that depend on us." Providence officials said Sunday they have offered the union what we believe is a very generous package with significant wage increases, including a 24% wage increase over a 3-year contract and market wage adjustments for many jobs. Addressing the union's charge that patient care has suffered, the hospital statement said, "If there are incidents of unsafe conditions or poor quality care, the law requires that they be reported and investigated by the appropriate government agencies. That has not happened. In fact, just 3 months ago, the U.S. agency that oversees hospital quality ranked Providence St. Joseph among the top 17.3% in the nation for overall quality." The Providence statement went on to say, the union has also accused hospital management of engaging in bad faith bargaining and other illegal tactics, including silencing workers. Providence St. Joseph is committed to respectful discourse and urges caregivers to report concerns in a variety of ways, including via an anonymous integrity hotline. Providence acknowledged high turnover rates since the pandemic, but said, "We have aggressively recruited and continue to do so, providing bonuses to caregivers who refer qualified candidates and to those hired in certain positions." It is public record that Providence St. Joseph and many other hospitals and health organizations continue to suffer financially post-pandemic, the hospital statement said. The Providence strike follows a 3-day walkout over many of the same issues by some 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers from several states, including California, from October 4 to 6. Besides, in that dispute announced a tentative four-year agreement on October 13. Workers at St. Francis Medical Center in Lynnwood also walked off the job for 5 days from October 9 to 13.